Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For those who are at home watching, and I know there may be 50% of the people who may not understand still, even though you did the eloquent and amazing breakdown, would you say because the way business is changing forever, that NFTs are being used as like a membership site or an incentive-based way to get people to do business with us? So for the layman, let's say we have a 50-year-old or a grandma who doesn't understand, outside of utility, what is the most effective way you're seeing yourself and Bored Ape Yacht Club use NFTs to conduct business?
Community. The connection in the community is what first draw people to buy into the project in the first place, right? Mm-hmm. When I wanted to buy into CryptoPunks, it's because I thought about, well, if it's only 10,000 of these, you understand me, only probably 4,200 owners, right? And a large percent of these owners are high net worth individuals, celebrities, influential, some of the top 1% in the world. I want to be a part of that club. You understand me? So now anything attached to that ownership and anything that happens, that's something I have in common with the people who also own it. So Jay-Z bought one. Well, one thing that me and Jay-Z got in common is that we both own a very rare piece, you understand me, of art. It's digital art nonetheless, but we are somewhere, you understand me, interconnected in the same club. So I think the community aspect is the most beautiful thing, because what's happening with the apes? Everybody wants to be an ape. They want to be a part of the club, because when you're not in the club, you're outside. And the worst thing is to be standing in line wanting to get inside. You understand me? Especially when access comes with privilege, right? And so the club aspect is the most beautiful, because these people are saying, well, listen, we now are going to give this, and people are using really as a status symbol at the same time.
Yes.
At the most simplistic level, it's a status symbol. You understand me? It's the new Rolex. It's the new Lambo. You understand me? It's the new stunt. And with all the verification happening from Instagram, right, from Twitter, right, and all these places, everybody's going to eventually have a verification for it. Like, please do not look at what the future is and be like, okay, this is the length of where the space is going. No, these are just people who are early in the space, but these are going to be standards in the world. You understand me? When people really catch on what this means. So there's no way, you know, like, bro, who bought that? There's only one other person that has that type of NFT from my collection. And this is brother, I'm a fly out. Him and his son, I'm giving him an NFT every month for 19 months. You understand me? A fly out his son, had dinner with them, put them on a podcast, shoot content with them. That's an amazing experience. When he's done with that experience, he can decide to sell it to somebody else and I can add whatever value I want to. You become a part of an exclusive club. I went out to France. My bro,
I was there.
G.
I was there.
Yeah.
We had a legendary night.
You were, yeah.
Very legendary.
Shout out to everybody in the room.
Yes. I went out to France. A Crown Society member hit me up and said, listen, I got a restaurant.
Yep.
I wouldn't have really listened to that text or that DM if he didn't say Crown Society member first. But now I got a connection. When he a part of my community, I'm not ignoring nobody in my community. You understand me? He said, I have a restaurant. Come here. I'm going to take care of you. So I'm checking it out like, oh, this, I'm thinking maybe like a promoter for something. I literally get there. He own it. His uncle at the door like, what's up, Keys? The whole family tapped in. You understand me? And it was beautiful because that's the connectivity that we can have internationally. You understand me? So like everybody that's in a Red Panda, everybody that's an earner, imagine when Instagram decided to create those verification badges. Now you can tell who's a part of that community. You understand me? Because they bought into it. Mm-hmm. So now it's going to be like, I'm inside, you outside type of thing. Then once you start putting money levels on it, this one costs $20,000. This costs $30,000. Now you know what level a person playing with. Mm-hmm. You might be inside the club, but I'm in the VIP section.
And the thing that I was explaining to Stock Club, look at it like this. What Bored Ape Yacht Club did was the digital.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Manifestation of what Fyre Festival was trying to do. Think of it that way. They were selling exclusivity, events and things that would never happen anywhere else. So for those of you that are still lost, just think of what all the high-end brands do, which is, hey, it is a status symbol and there are perks that comes with that. This is just the digital version of that.
Yeah, it's very interesting, the space that we're in. I want to take a step back if we can. And I know we spoke about this before, but there's new people. Can you just explain what an NFT is? Because I feel like there's still some people that have not a good understanding of what an actual NFT is.
The simplest way to understand it is it creates digital ownership. You understand me? Digital real estate, if you will. And there's a way where you can create and embed digital items on the internet, you understand me, that only you own, and you can transfer it to somebody else, and then they now have ownership. One of the issues that was solved with money was a double money problem, that you can't use the same money twice, right? That physical dollar solved that problem. If I give you one physical dollar, the transaction that validates it is now you have this dollar, it's yours. I no longer have it in my hand. But digitally, how do we do that? So on the blockchain, there's a transaction that takes place that say that Rashad uploaded a picture, and his picture said it comes with, you know, one physical item, right? When Rashad uploaded, there is one mathematical equation that says that it's just his. It is in only his wallet. And he has this digital wallet that he holds it in. The same way when a person owns a internet, a .com, you understand me, to where it say, hey, I own red.com. You cannot go and create red.com.
Yeah.
But if I can transfer red.com to your wallet, you now own it and I don't own it at all. So now here's this digital, you understand me, asset that is now transferable, right? And so the internet with Web 2 was, at first it was read only with Web 1. Then Web 2 was, you got HTTP, you understand me, which is basically a platform you can use to build on, mm-hmm. right? And so by being able to build with that HTTP, www dot, right, on the World Wide Web, you was able to create platforms that you own. I can bring people to this space that they can read what I got going on. Then it became a place where I can put videos and stream. This is my part of the internet that I own. You understand me? Beyond, you know, the rules and the laws and regulations that the government can put on, you know, the internet and cut me off, basically, who owns that ISSP, I believe it's called, right? So when you're talking about NFTs, you're talking about simply creating digital assets. You understand me? That can be owned, transferred, validated. You understand me? It can't be changed once they on the blockchain.
So you broke down Web 1, uh-huh. Web 2.0.
Uh-huh.
And so people keep hearing Web 3.0. And they keep hearing it, and they don't have a clear understanding of it. Can you break down exactly what Web 3.0 is?
Web 3.0 is the ability to own your data, essentially. That's what Web 3 is about, owning your data. You know, even with a .com, you never own it. It's like a house. You always got a mortgage on it. You always got to pay taxes. You understand me? But now what you create on the internet, you can own. I can take that .com and I can take it off the internet and put it in my wallet where it don't even exist no more, right? With that, it's like with a .com, you got to continue to lease it, right? You understand me? You have to continue to refresh it. But the beauty of this is, you know, and this is basically the shift that we're seeing all around the world is all about ownership. Me being able to own my data of what I put on this internet and nobody else can have it, because I can take something digitally, put it in my cold wallet, which is a physical wallet, and now it only exists in one place. So when you look at in Ukraine, people talking about crossing the border with physical dollars, that can be stolen. But if they can remember a password key in their head, you understand me, 15 words, then that means that they can take $1 billion across the border that nobody can take away from them.
My bad, brother. Go ahead.
Now I'll just go say that last part is all you have to do any place in the world when you get some internet is log on to the internet. You understand me? Type in your phrase that you own that's connected to your wallet that will only open, you understand me? There's a key phrase that will only open this account. Right.
Yeah.
So anywhere on the planet Earth, nobody else has access to it but the owner of that key. You own that. So you can literally have $1 billion that only exists in your head that nobody else can have access to unless they have access to that key that's connected to it. So literally the keys, you know what I mean? No pun intended, was the key that started all of this when they was able to create them cryptographic keys. You understand me? That's what started the revolution of this whole blockchain space.
Yeah. So the key holder holds the spoils, right? So
yeah.
And that's why we try to talk to people, especially when we first got in the space, when we had the Nano Ledgers, and it was like, yo, there was a 20 code password to get in. Yeah. And it was like, well, it's cool if you write it down, but the most important thing is that you store it and you keep it in a safe place. Because mm-hmm. if you lose that, there goes your wealth.
Get tattooed on the bottom of your foot.
Good question for you. No economy or government has ever. That's funny.
It's That's Andy's funny. Toy.
No economy or government has ever been big on people having ownership. Do you think that the royalty or ownership model of Web3 is being introduced because the economy is slowly collapsing globally?
Yeah, and I think that, you know, it's a part of the collapse of the government. You understand me? It's collapse of society itself. You know, trust in the government is what allows us to take part of it because we trust that we can store our assets there and they will be safe, right? The banks never really earned our trust. They bought it. You understand me? They branded it. They created beautiful mausoleums of what looked like wealth, and we trusted those people that looked like money. You understand me? And so they gave us bank accounts, you understand me, credit cards, all of these different financial instruments. But we now no longer need them to have access to those financial protocols. We can use those on our own, right? And so the ability to manage your own wealth looks like basically I no longer have or need or I no longer have trust in the systems that used to manage it for me. So when the people no longer trust the native currency, that's hyperinflation. That means I no longer trust this government. They printing too much money and they're doing too many things to put my future in their hands. You know, so there are dystopian things that can happen from that, though, as well. So people have to be careful when we talk about CBDCs. I don't know if y'all want to get into that. But it's like when you look at China and they have those, what they call them, the social credit. You understand me? To where, imagine if you go to the store, everything is digital. This is a dangerous part of everything being digital. You go to the store and you try to scan your phone to buy something. And they say, well, we will allow you to buy in our store once you stop posting so many things on the internet that we consider to be dangerous, right? That pops up on the screen. You understand me? And you're like, whoa. And then what you realize is your whole digital identity is connected to a system, which makes it somewhat easier to control people, because now you may own it, but you won't be able to use it, right? And so the whole decentralized model is that to not put it back into those hands where people can control it and use it against you by giving you access or not giving you access.
So can we talk about how crypto plays a part in this? And maybe you could tie in Bored Ape, their crypto that they dropped.
Yeah, the ApeCoin.
Yeah, the ApeCoin, how crypto is playing a part in the NFTs, Web 3.0 and all of that.
Well, it's the future of money, man. The future of money is these new currencies that's being circulated, right? It's interesting, you know, even when I look at Tesla, I look at Amazon, I look at all these large companies, they are all deciding to make more and more and more of their own thing, right? Nobody can trust anybody to manage anything for them anymore, right? We talked about this earlier during the pandemic, when America has to go through China to get supplies and resources, you understand me, for masks and things of that nature and ventilators, that's dangerous. And when we look at what's happening with the sanctions on Russia, and they can put financial sanctions and, you know, practice economic warfare, the other countries start to feel vulnerable. You understand me? Like, whoa, this same thing can happen to us. There's no country in the world that would look at that and be like, I want to be in that same position. No matter if you have a plan on invading somebody or what, it's a dangerous position to be in, not just for a country, for a human being. So there's a lot of people that's deciding to say, we look at what's happening in Canada. They freezing people because they want more social control over the people, right? All of these models is shifting people's mindset more towards these new DeFi protocols and tools. You understand me? And now people are deciding, well, I could use a physical dollar, right? It is the most, a physical dollar, number one, is the most advanced use of money in a certain sense, right? It's automatically validated. It can't be tracked in a certain sense, right? It was a powerful thing that was created. So we're not just going to look at that as you know, and overlook that. But what the future is going to is what money and what value even means, right? Like if I'm a part of a community and we have our own currency, the only thing that makes money real is belief in it, mm-hmm. right? That I decide
and,
that
and
I
will military use backing.
It, you will use it. And the and, military and, backing, and military. Of course.
Yeah.
You understand me? Or intrinsic value connected to it, like when it was backed by gold, right? And we decided gold was valuable because of its scarcity. You understand me? But now if I'm an ape, right? It becomes a cultural thing. And they say that not only am I an ape, I have an ape coin. I believe in this ape coin. It's backed by the community, the culture, the belief, right? And I can spend it at different places to buy things that I want. Imagine if that community and any community has a project decide to make everything for their community to where you no longer have to go outside the community. This is how any people sustain themselves, is when you can produce everything you consume. You become a prosumer, right? So not only I have a community, I have currency, right? We have rituals, right? We have culture inside this. This is everything that we need. The people need what? Water, food, clothing. We create land, entertainment. You don't have to go outside us at all. Mm-hmm. You can buy everything here. That is a model for building a society. So as society falls, societies are being built in microcosms.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. A mic drop. Bag drop.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.